Greetings, saints. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you give us wisdom today so we can cooperate with you in the process that you're bringing the world through, and also, Lord, so that we can pray in agreement with you. Thank you. Amen. Okay, I'm going to share on the prosecution of the depopulationists. And some of this I'm going to share is going to be from clips from Operation Disclosure. I'm always careful of their dates, but their happenings seem to be following true. The dates obviously sometimes are disinformation in order to provoke the deep state to action so that they can capture them. Okay, so first I want to share some good news that's on the horizon here, Operation Disclosure. And I want to say this too, we need to forget probably the false flag of World War III here, these hot spots around the world that all sprang up at the same time. You know, this, I believe, is a false flag. The nations are actually using this as a ruse to bring out their militaries to arrest the deep state. And, of course, the deep state would love to turn this into an actual World War III by getting in the middle and shooting both ways. That's what they do. I wanted to get that out of the way. Now, some clips here. On Thursday, January the 20th, and under the U.S. military manual, section 11.3, Thursday would be the end of occupation of foreign powers, which is obviously the Chinese Communist Party, right, in the U.S. that have controlled U.S. President Biden's administration since his fake inauguration on January the 20th, 2021. So the year is up. And there was also expected to be a formal announcement that the U.S. was under martial law, and it's been under martial law, and President Trump is still the president. And I think everybody's going to find that out. And until, of course, the new presidential election can be held. I think it has to be within 90 days. So we'll see how that works out. But they've got an honest way to have an election anyway. There have been military tribunals and executions on global and political elites convicted of treason in Washington, D.C. and, of course, Gitmo, and actually quite a few other places. And that's been since January 2021. The trial for the crimes against humanity has begun. The experimental spike protein jab rollout is in violation of all Section 10 of the Nuremberg Code. The penalty for violation of the Nuremberg Code is death. And they're doing it. Common law being enforced to launch investigations into crimes against humanity. Police officers worldwide are being forced by law to turn against their criminal government to protect the people. So another clip here. Big pharma, government, church leaders face arrest as the International Court of Justice in Brussels convicted them of genocide and prohibits injections. So what's coming down? That's the good news. The vaccine is the shot heard around the world and has killed both adults and children from protein spikes. Pfizer admits that the vaccines cause shedding. Omicron makes vaccine mandates obsolete. Amid Thursday's Supreme Court ruling, a new data suggests the Omicron variant makes vaccine mandates obsolete and unnecessary. It seems to be a vaccine in itself. And it's been said to be an invention of the White Hats. One America's chief White House correspondent, Chanel Rion, has more from Washington. I got a link here to this, to, if you want to go into this a little deeper. The International Common Law Court in Brussels that forced Pope Benedict from office in 2013 has struck a blow against the COVID conspiracy by convicting top officials of Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, China, and the Vatican of crimes against humanity. Links to court proceedings have twice disappeared from the internet. I'll mention this briefly again, just a little bit, to kind of lay up for something else. Saturday, January the 15th, from the White Hats, the vaccine shot heard around the world was necessary to bring down the deep state, who controlled the false flow of mainstream information in all countries. The White Hats had to let the deep state cabal unleash the deep state plan and had to record the crime in progress in real time. It was the only way for the military intel to track the money, the players, compromised institutions, doctors, scientists, deep state military, banks, etc., to record all of their crimes. It was the crime of the century and had to be this way. Exposure is coming worldwide. Yes. Military will position around the world, and then there will be military martial law in major countries. So there's one reason you see why the militaries are being repositioned. Millions will be arrested throughout the world, including the top 3,000 elites who control the world banks, health, news tech, and create world wars. This was the shot heard around the world. This event is connected to military intelligence in 32 countries working together, the world's largest military sting operation. Well, you're never going to hear any of this through the mainstream media, you know, but we've been hearing it for a while, most of it. And it's a war going on that most people don't know is even happening. But D-Class is going to bring it right in front of their face through emergency broadcast system, from what I understand. Beware of the deadly vaccine. Dr. Sukarit Bhakti, a pathologist, and his colleague have confirmed that even in people who died post-COVID-19 vaccination and where their death was not attributed to the adverse effects of vaccination, in almost all cases did die as a result of vaccination. Well, of course. We already knew of blood clots from expressing spike protein and were aware of autoimmune attack on one's own tissues expressing spike protein to which our killer lymphocytes were primed, such as myocarditis. What's new is the revelation that lymph node cells are also being invaded. I have a link here for that. By the gene-based agents and marking them for auto-destruction. And when you destroy that part of the immune system, which we loosely call the immune surveillance, every manner of nasty latent infections by viruses and also bacteria explode uncontrollably. Okay, so it was these nasty people depopulating the world. Hundreds of millions of people are going to die of unrestrained tuberculosis, Epstein-Barr virus, toxoplasmosis, etc., etc., etc. The daily accidental production of cancer cells, normally deleted swiftly by immune surveillance before they can divide, ceases. Okay. January the 14th, 2022, Brussels and Vancouver. Big pharma, government, church leaders face arrest as courts convicts them of genocide, prohibits injections. They always very much abbreviate their sentences, so. The international court that forced Pope Benedict from office in 2013 has struck a blow against the COVID corporatocracy by convicting top officials of Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, China, and the Vatican of crimes against humanity. And by the way, church leaders had a lot to do with spreading it. The court's verdict sentences 75 individuals to life imprisonment, seizes their assets, and disestablishes their corporations, and lawfully prohibits the further manufacture, sale, or use of their COVID vaccines as products of medical genocide and mass murder. And disestablish here means to deprive an organization, especially a national church, of its official status. After a four-month trial convened under international law, the judges of the International Common Law Court of Justice, ICLCJ, issued their historic verdict and sentence along with arrests and expropriation warrants against the defendants. The convicted individuals include Albert Bourla and Emma Walmsley, the CEOs of Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceuticals, Xi Jinping, President of China, Pope Francis, Queen Elizabeth, Windsor, and Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada. And according to Public Affairs Office of the Court, this case involves a monstrous intergenerational crime and its equally massive cover-up. The highest officials of church, state, and corporations have for years personally sanctioned and profited by the systematic torture, trafficking, and murder of children in deadly drug testing experiments to produce the COVID vaccine as part of a criminal conspiracy to reduce humanity to slavery. That conspiracy murders the innocent, traffics in arms, drugs, children, and human organs, and silences or destroys those who threaten to expose it. Our court has put a legal end to the conspiracy by criminalizing the persons and the corporations responsible and prohibiting the further sale and use of COVID vaccines, which are the product of medical genocide and the mass murder of children. Well, you might say, who's going to enforce this? Well, we're going into official martial law, so it's very likely that the military will probably do some of this, okay? We know that the leftists, they just ignore laws. They ignore Supreme Court. They ignore everybody that's against whatever they want to do, and they continue doing it. But it's going to be a little harder. Okay, under the heading of the COVID vax hoax, Hydra parasite enters into blood through a COVID vaccine. It waits to be fed by graphene oxide in booster shots. The round shapes are red blood cells, and I've got a link here to the pictures and stuff. Big Pharma government leaders face arrest as court convicts them of genocide and prohibits injections. Another link to that. Pfizer CEO is exposed. Another link to that. COVID is a bioweapon. Quote, unquote. Fauci and Deep State exposed. A 2019 discussion about implementing a plandemic. That's right. They planned the whole thing. A link to that. Nuremberg Code active. A link to that. Genocide exposed. A link to that. During the pandemic, the 10 richest people in the world doubled their wealth from $700 billion to $1.5 trillion, according to a briefing published before the virtual summit of world leaders held under the auspices of the World Economic Forum. And I'll put a link to this. So, I mean, of course, these people all need to be prosecuted and their wealth taken away, and I think that that's what they're planning to do. Pilot admits vaccinated pilots are unfit to fly. A link to that. Okay, now here's an article. Again, Operation Disclosure. 0 hour neared as a global military alliance operation commanded the most extensive intel gathering of deep state media networks that the world has ever known. On Monday, January the 17th, the White Hats announced, quote, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, Yahoo, Google, and YouTube were in a panic as Intel connected them to child trafficking rings, money laundering, worldwide election interference, and conspiring with the WHO, the WEF, Davos Group, CDC, World Banks, Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds, etc. Oh, it's so good. So, exposure of the man-made virus and vaccines was coming to a head as over a billion people began to resist the narration and mandates. Biden has made an effort to weaken military soldiers by enforcing the vaccines knowingly well soldiers and military would be divided and created a perfect time for China to strike and cause chaos through shipping stoppage of essential supplies and an energy crisis. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I got to tell you, a lot of this has been permitted so that it would reach the public, that they would understand just who these people are. So all military was on high alert. In every country, the deep state cabal was working together to stop the 32-nation alliance military from stopping their depopulation agenda that was connected to resettling the global financial system. Every time deep state money went into major debt, they created wars. Their financial institutions could not sustain growing societies, and that's why war was created every time their financial system started to crash. Presently, they were starting to withhold energy resources, and this would bring the collapse or crash. The deep state plan was crumbling at many levels. Exposure was leaking. Time was ticking. There was only one chance for all military alliance to strike together on their own deep state governments and the deep state military. So they're doing it. The Chinese Communist Party, China, knew this moment was coming. Within China, a silent coup was also happening. Yes, they are overthrowing the Chinese Communist Party. And Xi is in on the plan. Okay, another title. Dark Winter, All Countries on High Alert. Many of you were unaware that 1.4 billion humans will die from the vaccines or bioweapon attack. The death count chaos has already started. These import chess moves had to happen. The White Hats take a step back as the enemy uses up their final moves and energy. And then the strike happens. Their plan? Joe Biden has ownership in a Chinese Communist Party lithium company called Contemporary Amperex Technology. The deep state across the world is pushing climate change for several reasons. One of the main reasons is to go full lithium running cars and replace fuel cars. That's why every major car company in the world is producing more than half of its market to go lithium in 2023. Chinese Communist Party / China was already in talks with the Taliban and Biden / Obama regiment. The deep state cabal equals UN, Obama, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, World Banks, Vatican, Bilderbergers, The WEF had already planned to execute the plandemic and at the same moment in the chaos initiate climate change weather weapons. Confusion, chaos, floods, droughts, fires, mass storms, hurricanes, abnormal winters, etc., as distractions that would cover the vaccine deaths, bioweapon attack. In the spring of 2022, gas would rise, and by summer of 2023, gas would be inflated to $9 a gallon in the U.S., and consumers would be forced to go fake green electric cars. Hey, let me tell you, I am not in favor of these people in being in control of the computers on the electric cars, but I think that's about to be over. And the electric cars things is great if you know anything about mechanical things. I know these motors, they will go and go and go for years, and you'll have very, very low maintenance once they get all the bugs out of it. It will be a tremendous boon. Okay, but you just have to take away the keys from these criminal organizations, and that's what they're about to do. So back to the article here. Trillions of money is in Afghanistan in lithium. The next part of going lithium was to control electric cars. No more gas cars. That's where they're headed. And it makes perfect sense, I gotta say. This means that they can shut off your electric car at any moment for any reason if you don't comply. And of course, that's really political things that cause people not to want to do that. They've done it a few times and get caught, so they don't like that. Afghanistan was planned long ago, and Biden is already seeing 300% increase in his company he's heavily invested in, Contemporary Amperex Technology Company dot Limited. So I believe that we're going to go electric, but the deep state will no longer be in control of the car's computers. And one day in the future, you will need to get a horse and buggy. Anyway, as we have warned for years now, the deep state will judge the apostate church and take captive its fake leadership. Wow, listen to this. Article here. I don't agree with everything, but quite a good bit of it I do. Matthew 6:24. Thousands of U.S. Christian churches are serving the wrong God by facilitating mRNA injections. They will be held accountable. Okay, that's the COVID blog. 12:14:21. Black Christians and white evangelicals targeted in houses of worship. Yes, they are. And their evil leadership, who is not a leadership from God, and they're going to prove it, and they are proving it. Matthew 6:24 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and mammon." Back to our article here. We've pointed out numerous times that black Americans of all political affiliations and evangelicals of all races are the least likely people to receive mRNA or viral vector DNA injections. Nevertheless, they're working hard at it, and the preachers are too. Mainstream media has said many times that the best way to coerce black Americans into injections is through churches. The United States in general is still a Christian nation. I disagree with him there. But that status is fast diminishing, particularly since the turn of the millennium. Pew data found that 77% of Americans identified as some sort of Christian in 2009. That number dropped to 65% by 2019. But one thing remains unchanged, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of that is people just giving up on their dead religions and the fake stuff they're seeing. Christians rely on God and their houses of worship in times of uncertainty and need. That is particularly the case when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines and all the dystopia since 2020. Clergy and religious leaders are second to only doctors when it comes to trust in seeking advice on the COVID-19 vaccines, according to an October Pew survey. But that same survey found that 39% of clergy encourage people to receive injection versus only 5% who discourage it. Wow. This is what I've told you about for years now, that these people were going to be found out. The most glaring part of that data, 64% of historically black Protestant clergy encourage people to get the injections. That's compared to only 21% of evangelical clergy encouraging the shots. There's no definitive data as to how many Americans received injections in churches. It's safe to say that at least 60% of all injections in the United States are administered at Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, or some other retail pharmacy. But nearly all of this blogger's family members were injected in churches or at some sort of religious event. They otherwise may have never received the shots. All of the rural Iowa white friends also received their injections at churches. Thousands of churches and pastors across the country are encouraging their congregations to receive the injections. The worst part is that they're using God as justification for the injections. It's impractical to list every church and pastor that uses the power of the pulpit to push mRNA and viral vector DNA injections. But this snapshot gives you an idea of the organized agenda of using God as a spokesperson for Pfizer, Moderna, et al. Every one of these people are doing a disservice to their congregation and God, of course. Of course. And I've seen this list provided, and I agree that these pastors and multitudes more in their ignorance did bring a curse on their congregations, but I basically don't feel to identify them individually, but to show the excuses that they use to get their congregations to destroy their lives. These people are ignorant of God. Their people will know these leaders were not speaking for God, but the beast, when their people are dropping dead. Let their people go find truth in their Bibles concerning God's methods of healing and the fact that God already healed them freely at the cross. They can accept this free gift just like salvation. I'll put a link here to 7 Steps for God's Vaccine Against Plagues and Pestilence. Okay, Pastor So-and-so of United Methodist Church in Washington, D.C., did the vaccine on camera thing to encourage his predominantly black congregation to do the same at his church in February. Several other pastors and their wives joined in, including African Methodist Episcopal, AME, church in Maryland. He called the mRNA and viral vector DNA injections a gift from God. Pastor So-and-so of Baptist Church in Baltimore allows Johns Hopkins University onto the church's premises to inject his congregation and others in the neighborhood in late March. All of them received Johnson & Johnson viral vector DNA injections. Dr. So-and-so, whose title at Johns Hopkins is co-chair of vaccine equity, said at least 200 people were vaxxed at the church. Pastor So-and-so allowed vaccine clinics at his Missionary Baptist Church in Cleveland in March and April. He said people showed up to receive the injections because they trust him. Ooh. He invoked Jesus as the justification for allowing the injections in his church. Yeah. Except Jesus never practiced medicine, and now we know why. One of the things Jesus got in trouble for, he says, was he'd always do healing on Sundays, which meant he was doing healing in the place of worship, unquote. He said via Fresh Water Cleveland, he also said that the church is a trusted place and people who otherwise would avoid injections got them in his place of worship. Three small towns in Massachusetts churches offered injections on July the 11th, regardless of immigration status or health insurance. Baptist Church, Parish Catholic Church, and the Presbyterian Church celebrated Vaccine Day. That Sunday, free food and gifts were given to all recipients. And Missionary Baptist Church allowed a mobile vaccine clinic on its premises on July the 18th. The shots were offered after the regular church service that day to predominantly black congregation. Behavioral Health Services administered the injections. Live 5 News in Charleston wrote, worshippers have been able to pray to a higher power for an end to the pandemic, and then go and get a vaccine to do their earthly part to make that happen, unquote. More than 60 large town, I didn't mention the town, more than 60 in this large town, North Carolina, churches duped thousands of black children and young adults to roll up their sleeves for their injections in early August. Some of the reasons given for taking the injections by the recipients range from doing a good deed to protecting my children and a selfless act of love. One of the churches, Missionary Baptist Association, called the initiative Minority-Focused Youth/Young-Adult Vaccination Challenge, unquote. Pastor so-and-so of the Full Gospel Church in Kentucky told his conservative rural white congregation in October via NPR, a COVID-19 vaccine will not leave the mark of the beast nor rewrite genetic codes. He allowed a mobile vaccine clinic in the church parking lot to offer the injections after a regular service. So obviously he doesn't know what he's talking about. He apparently promoted the injections from the pulpit on Facebook prior to the foregoing initiative, but the link is no longer active and cannot be accessed on archives. Quote, anything that can ward off suffering and death, I think, is a wonderful thing, unquote, he told the NPR. And Reverend Dr. So-and-so offered the church's property to People's Pharmacy on November the 13th. His flock walked in and chose whichever shot they wanted between the big three, Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J. It was the third time they allowed the pharmacy to inject people in the premises since July. Reverend So-and-so had extra incentive in convincing her rural, predominantly white congregation at a Kansas United Methodist church to get injected. She received a $10,000 grant from the Kansas Pandemic Assistance and Vaccine Equity, or PAVE, program. Got paid off to do it. The town is so small that there is no pharmacy. So she offered up her church for mobile vaccine clinics. There have been at least 3 vaccine clinics at her church since mid-November. Bishop so-and-so of such and such a church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, arranged an entire racket to get mostly black kids and young adults into his church on November the 20th for injections. The first 25 vaccine recipients received $25 gift cards. Washington also gave away 300 turkeys. toys and other items as rewards for receiving injections. Wonder where they got the money for all these things that they're giving away. He said it's important for kids to receive the injections because they don't have patience to wear masks, which is another killer. And Pastor So-and-so allowed Summit Medical and Schultz Pediatrics to use church property for injecting at least 600 predominantly white conservatives on November the 20th. Summit gave kids as young as 5 years old bottles of bubbles, candy, and stickers as rewards for receiving the injections. It appears to have been a two-day event. As a Facebook post indicates, 364 people were injected at the church on November the 13th, and they went home and probably had a lot of people tell them, "You shouldn't have done that." But they won't listen. Reverend So-and-so of an AME church told NBC7 in San Diego that hundreds of people came to a mobile vaccine clinic at his predominantly black church in San Diego in early December. He also admitted that people were more likely to receive the injections because it's being offered at a church and encouraged by a person that they trust, meaning their pastor. Only 47% of black San Diegans had received at least one injection at the time of publication, according to NBC7 in San Diego. That compared to 64% of whites and 71.1% of Asians. Such and such a Baptist church in Erie, Pennsylvania, allowed the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center to inject area residents and church members this past Saturday. A second chance clinic is being held up at the church in January. Adults can receive boosters, and kids as young as five can get their first shots. The United Way is offering $10 cash for everyone who comes in and receives an injection. Pastor So-and-so offered up his church for free vaccines and booster shots on Sunday, December the 12th, after the regular service. And So-and-so, ministry's spokesperson, told News 3 Las Vegas that people are apt to take the vaccine because it is right here for them at the church, unquote. And Reverend So-and-so so offered up his Dallas church for a vaccine clinic on December the 12th as well, specifically targeting kids ages 5 to 11. LNH Scientific Labs and Trust Diagnostics administered the injections. And the writer of the article says, "Losing faith? Yes, in men who do not believe the Bible and are not sent by God." Yeah. And so God is draining the swamp. And he goes on to say, "We've already written about the Pope and his unabashed, shameless promotion of the mRNA and viral vector DNA injections. It's crushing people's hearts and souls, hearing their spiritual leaders advertise for Pfizer, Moderna, et al. We're happy to say that 85% of religious exemption requests done via COVID Legal USA were successful. It's the consultation and conversations with clients that is the most difficult part of it all. Notes from clergy are not required for religious exemption requests for employment, but nearly all clients asked their pastors for letters and were all denied." The dejection and disappointment and crying as they profess to losing faith in God is just so gut-wrenching. Yeah. And they're losing their jobs and so on because their pastors didn't stick up for them. The powers that be know they must use different techniques on different populations to coerce the injections. Many people are doing it now because they face the jab or job choice. The liberal LGBT crowd line up willingly because they've been convinced that the shots are cool, sexy, and honorable. Now pastors are using God to convince the black Christian masses, and Christians in general, I should say, to roll up their sleeves. Millions of people follow these types of spiritual leaders and heed everything they say. But Jesus was not a multimillionaire, and frankly, not a narcissist like these people and the lower-level pastors herein. There are zero tangible benefits from receiving these injections, but there are many potential and likely adverse effects from them. It's disgraceful, disappointing, disheartening that churches are now vaccine clinics in 2021. And then again, nothing is surprising anymore. Yes. Here's a dream I want to share with you. It was given to Claire Pinar, 1-8-22. We called it Hitler Emerges from Vax Vials. I had a quick dream where I saw many, many vials of vaccines being poured into a large metal bath or feeding trough. Well, you know, the deep state is trying to get the graphene oxide into as many people as they can, if not through vaccine injections, then through aerial spraying and the water and food supplies. Here is a very thorough link about graphene oxide and how they plan on saturating the environment with it. I'll put the link there. And there's another link there. You can see the graphene oxide separate from the water and then respond to a magnet held up to it in the glass. This proves they are already putting it into our water and more likely our food supply as well. If you want to live by faith and in the secret place of the Most High, read our free book, God's Vaccine. I'll put a link to it right here. Here you'll find out how to escape graphene oxide or any other of these plagues that man is designing and going to release. Have you read the book of Revelation? Ebola, by the way, has been started in China. Do you trust depopulation people to design you a vaccine for that? I hope some eyes are being opened. When all the vials of vaccine had been poured out, the liquid started coagulating together to form a human body with the shape and form of Adolf Hitler in his Nazi uniform. And she says, I believe that the Lord is showing that there are only two men in the world, Christ and Antichrist, and those who take the mark of this world by trusting in men's ways will lead to taking the mark or image of the beast. 2 John 1:7 says, for many deceivers are gone forth into the world, even they that confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. They don't confess that Jesus is coming in their flesh. Jesus would have never done any such silly thing as this. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. According to Mike Adams' report, quote, for each additional day that the depopulation globalists run their vaccine Holocaust campaign, they are likely exterminating an additional 10 million people over time. That's a World War II Nazi Holocaust every 14.4 hours. In terms of innocent lives destroyed. It also means that nearly 7,000 lives are being destroyed per minute as this vaccine holocaust continues. This also means that each day earlier that we stop the holocaust, we potentially save 10 million lives. Unquote. Well, he stood up, meaning Hitler. He stood up and looked liquid but metallic at the same time. Like mercury or quicksilver. You know, Operation Paperclip was a Nazi invasion of our government, with all its demons and all its Satanism, at the close of World War II, and it definitely laid the foundation for the deep state, Satanists, as we know it today. Both used their symbol of the eagle, right? So anyway, that's the end of the dream. And Rion, Claire's husband, said this, "Perhaps only once all of the vials are emptied, when everyone who was going to take the vaccine has taken it, then will the real beast or depopulation agenda be revealed for what it really is." This is true. It's happening. It's happening. "Or it could mean, as more contents of the vials are investigated, a picture of the real enemy is put together, like many of the doctors are doing right now." Yes, it is. I mean, the pouring of all the vials into the vat and Hitler appearing, that's what this is all about. A bath is meant for purification. Only the washing of the Word and faith in the Word can bring true healing. Washing, or trusting in the vaccines, is slowly putting together and raising up this specific beast kingdom. And Claire said, "I asked the Lord for a word by faith at random and received John 13:27-28. And after the sop, then entered Satan into him." Sop is S-O-P, son of perdition. That was spoken to me many years ago. "Then entered Satan into him, and therefore saith he unto them, What thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him." So the Lord showed me years ago that the sop, or son of perdition, represents the son of perdition and the spirit of Antichrist in the church. You remember Judas was in the church of that day, and he killed himself too, didn't he? So, the man-child has pronounced judgment against Babylon. Now what? And this was written by me on 116. On 116:22, "I laid down for a moment, and I saw in my mind's eye the handwriting on the wall. And then I heard, quote, 'The man-child has already prophesied this message of the fall of Babylon and its king,' unquote. Then my thoughts were," which I think also were of God, "next is his promotion and anointing to the position of the third ruler in the kingdom. And then Cyrus Trump takes the kingdom." Wow. Okay. So now Trump seems to be taking the kingdom now. But there's also going to be a vote to officially put him in. So somewhere between here and there, I would suspect the man-child ministry to begin. So I sat up and I asked the Lord to confirm this, if what I heard was true, and I got two heads for yes. That was my question. Daniel 5:25-30. "And this is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and brought it to an end." That's the Babylonish kingdom, right? And 27, "Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians." That's Cyrus, Trump. So it was all prophesied, you know. And as a matter of fact, we've been telling you this for a long time. So I think that's what God's pointing out, is it's being told. "Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold about his neck and made proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. And it's true. It's his president on earth, as the Lord has shown us. And third ruler, meaning the Father, the Son, and the man-child ministry. Somebody say, you're leaving out the Holy Spirit? No. The Holy Spirit is in all of them. In that night, Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was slain, and Darius the Mede, under Cyrus, received the kingdom, and being about 62 years old. Well, then, in our morning prayer meeting on 1-17-22, we received these words by faith at random of the soon coming of the Lord and his man-child reformers. Revelation 22:20-21. He who testifieth these things saith, yea, I come quickly. And that's where they had their finger. I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Wow. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with his saints. Amen. So confirming it the same morning, we got this, one of several. So their finger was on, I come quickly. And of course, the religious leaders are going to mistake how he comes this time, just like they made a mistake of how he came the last time. History always repeats. And Jesus' birth also represents the birth of the end-time man-child ministry, just as he said in John 16. He said he was coming again as a little baby born to a woman, and he said it was them. It was his disciples, his people, of course, the disciples in this day, right? Matthew 2:1-8. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Oh, they didn't want their boat rocked at all, you know. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written through the prophet. And thou, Bethlehem, land of Judah, art in no wise least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come forth a governor, who shall be shepherd of my people Israel. And when Herod privily called the wise men and learned of them exactly what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search out exactly concerning the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I may also come and worship him. Yeah, well, we say, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Also Daniel 2:46-49. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing that thou hast been able to reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel great, and gave him many great gifts, and made him to rule over the whole province of Babylon, and to be chief governor over all the wise men of Babylon. And Daniel requested of the king, and he appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel was in the gate of the king. One more. Daniel, Zechariah 1:12-17. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast had indignation these 60 years? And the Lord answered the angel and talked with me with good words, even comfortable words. So the angel that talked with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem. That's the bride, by the way, and for Zion with a great jealousy, and I am very sore displeased with the nations that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth over Jerusalem. Cry yet again, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my city shall yet overflow with prosperity, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion. He shall choose Jerusalem. Well, Father, thank you so much for what you're showing us. And God, we ask you to please drain the swamp so that your people will look and search out truth and the Word of God. Thank you for doing this, Lord. Thank you for saving your people out of the hands of these apostate leaders and the beast government that's using them. And we thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Amen.